For couples struggling to have a baby, infertility is not only emotionally heartbreaking, it can also be financially draining. The provincial government may not be able to ease the heartbreak, but it is trying to ease the economic blow. Last week, the government announced it plans to pay for one cycle of in vitro fertilization. That's welcome news for my next guest. Amira Posner is a social worker who counsels couples hoping to have a baby, and she also has firsthand experience with infertility. Good morning, Amira.
Good morning, Craig. How are you? Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. How would this funding change that the government is proposing? How would it change things for the couples that you counsel?
I think it would give these couples a break and just relieve a layer of stress, a huge one being the financial stress that these families need to deal with. It's a little bit of a break, so they can, you know, have a chance at having the family they've always wanted.
So explain this to us. The $10,000 for one cycle of IVF, is that, you know, for lack of a better term, is that the going rate basically for a round of IVF?
Yeah, I would say it's anywhere from $10,000 to $12,000, depending on what procedures are needed for your specific treatment. And yeah, that's a lot of money. So I think that's a huge deal.
Does that include the medication and things like that? That's all in.
Pretty much all in.
Okay.
Yes.
And what's the success rate of this?
You know, the success rate, it's difficult. Different clinics have different ways of calculating that. But when I was going through the journey, I was told by our urologist that the take-home baby rate for IVF is 35%, which doesn't seem that high. However, there are ways you can sort of maximize that percentage.
What are some ways that you can maximize the percentage?
So that's another story, Craig, if you want to refer the listeners to my website at www.healinginfertility.ca.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious because how often is one cycle successful?
Well, I guess, you know, depending on your age and depending on your prognosis and depending on what condition you're dealing with. You know, I think they've calculated that it's a 35% take-home baby rate, but mind-body medicine has really contributed to the field of infertility, and that's sort of my approach in helping couples.
And besides the funding, one of the also the big changes they announced last week is that they're going to move towards a single embryo implantation instead of doing multiple, which seems to be basically the norm. Does this alter the success rate then?
Well, I think the intent, you know, in the long run is to reduce healthcare spending by, becoming more standardized and not putting two embryos back because there's lots of risks. I don't think it would, you know, I think, I don't know. You put two embryos back and then I guess you get, you know, more chances, but I think looking at all the risks with premature babies and complications with twin pregnancies and even more than twins, these things need to be considered, and I think that was the intent behind this legislation.
So they're weighing what the future costs could be.
Right.
Yes, if
there
were multiple births or premature births. You used IVF to conceive your twins.
I did, and I was very lucky, and my story is one of hope, and I didn't have any complications. We were told that our chances were very, very low in terms of the IVF being successful, which is why I wanted to put two embryos back, and it worked.
And it worked the first time, is that what you're saying?
The first time,
cycle?
Yeah.
But tell us, though, I mean, when it comes to emotionally and financially, just give us a sense of what these couples are going through. Paint a picture for us.
Well, did you know that dealing with infertility is almost the same psychological stress as being diagnosed with cancer or a condition such as AIDS? It's incredibly stressful, emotionally, physically, in every way. And so this is just a little window into some room and a little bit less stress, you know, so they can just let go maybe for one time of the financial burden and sort of try to have a family with a little bit more ease.
So, Amira, how are people paying for this now?
People are taking loans out of the banks. People are, borrowing money from family members. People are working 2-3 jobs. It's a right. I think it's a right. We live in a publicly funded, our healthcare is publicly funded. I don't think this should be a difference.
You know, there are people out there, Amira, and I'm sure you've heard them, that argue that this type of healthcare isn't a right. So why should it be a publicly funded service, do you think?
You know, Craig, I had this woman in one of my fertility support groups, and she was a childhood sufferer of cancer, which compromised her fertility. This was her only option to proceed with IVF. So I understand that some people may not be in support of this, and everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but I don't think that this should be any different from any other medical condition.
Amira, I want to thank you for sharing some insight with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Craig.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Amira Posner is a social worker who has a private practice counseling people struggling with infertility. Last week, the provincial government announced it will fund one cycle of in vitro fertilization for individuals who are seeking treatment.